ourselves to our duties, and so bear ourselves that if the British Empire and its Commonwealth last for 1,000 years, men will still say this was their finest hour.
All right, well, let's get started. We'll see if Carl shows up. And
are we faking another moon landing?
It takes a lot of work, man. Lighting.
It does. Yeah, all the little miniatures you gotta set up.
Claymation is hard.
All right, so who, I guess besides Jeff, would like to recap our last session in 2 minutes or less?
I'm not doing it again.
You'll get a sanity point.
No,
back.
I won't. Especially if I have to roll for it.
What do you say, Gersh?
Hang on. Sorry. I'm eating pretzels over here, so I was muted.
Are they making you thirsty?
Yeah, they actually really are.
You could actually role play this. Think of Hugh is coming around in his bed.
Oh, that's right. I saw that I'd fallen asleep or something. You've fallen
ill on the Terea in the Mediterranean, and you started to overcome your seasickness. And this older woman, who's kind of blurry at first, approaches you, and it's Eva. And yeah. Eva decides to give you a sponge.
So embarrassing with my morning wood.
Yeah, she gives you a sponge bath, and while she's giving you a sponge bath, because you're an officer, she briefs you on the last day and a half on the ship. I guess it's really the same day. You guys departed on the morning of the 22nd. Now it's midday on October 22nd.
Yes. So, Sir Hugh.
I haven't been knighted yet. Yeah.
So as we got into to Egypt last night, we were taken promptly and informed that there's a prison transfer between the Germans and the British that's going to be occurring in Spain. Overseen by the Spanish Red Cross in Barcelona. And tensions are a little high because of the political delicate situation that this is. But there's some oddness going on. There is a prisoner who died earlier in the month. Or a guard that was killed rather earlier in the month, and then a nurse from the same camp killed herself a couple days ago with a very peculiar note saying some stuff, and here's the note, you can read it yourself. I.e., look at the notes. But more interestingly is that there is a report that a black marketeer sold some plastic explosives recently. A swarthy man with black hair who probably was not English. And there was reports that a dark-haired man was spotted on the docks near this ship. We are currently on the HSM Terria. And so we are here to investigate what's going on and to sort of ensure the safety of everything. We took a look at the body, and there was some weird spore things within the girl's lungs. They kind of looked like an egg sac. It was kind of gross looking with spikes and so forth. But the doctor, we find, was actually the one that let N know about it when he was performing the autopsy. So he's the one that called us in to say something is unusual. So, and our mission from N is to uncover evidence of an unknown entity which we think is parasitic, and there's a possible infection among staff and prisoners, and we need to collect live specimen for examinations and prevent the spread at all costs. And we are currently on the boat, and there's a couple of interesting passengers. There's a British guard that's, I guess a German. See, no, he's a British guard. Right? A British guard that's rather aggressive. That was around when the other guard was killed. And there's also a couple German prisoners that are causing some trouble as well. And I am disguised as a nurse. Doctor Z is disguised as a psychologist. And the three of you are known by the captain as investigating what's going on here.
Excellent.
There's no way that was under 2 minutes, though.
No, it was not.
Thank you, Nursey. A little over to the left.
Yeah, so yeah, you've got a four-day journey from Alexandria, Egypt to Barcelona, Spain, and you're about halfway through the first day of the journey. And Duck, how did you guys wrap up the last session? What happened at the end of the last session?
Harry and I were together. I think Gersh talked about it. We had talked to the kind of guards in the mess and learned some stuff. And so as a result of that, we were kind of casing Corporal Fisher, who is the English guard who was kind of involved and is kind of known as a problem. You know, he's not, people kind of avoid him and stuff. We were on the decks when there was an altercation involving Corporal Fisher. That, I believe, was how we ended. So he was punching a guard, basically abusing him. And we were just watching at that point. We didn't intervene.
Yeah,
that's what I remember.
And Jeff, just so you know, the German POWs who are being exchanged are generally not only POWs but are kind of the worst cases in terms of medical health. And so the walking wounded are kind of up on the what they call the boat deck, the top deck, and milling about and hanging out and hammocks and things like that. And then the infirmed are really down below in the medical wards. Okay. Excellent. Yeah, so you guys just observed Corporal Fisher berating, dressing down, yelling at a junior British guard. And a lot of the German POWs had kind of turned away, as if to, you know, not wanting to get involved. And so they, you know, everybody's kind of acting kind of scared, and he really kind of struck this guard kind of across the jaw, and his colleagues are tending to him. How about if the three of you give me a luck check?
So are we're gonna say Hugh is with Robert and
Maybe. Oh, yes. Hugh is recovered and made it to the deck with you guys. And
you guys don't leave me alone. It's like you don't trust me. I don't know why.
I guess for now, let's see, I guess it would be Harry and Dr. Z or elsewhere.
All right. Luck check we need.
Yes, please.
Luck. Character sheet. I failed. Where are we? Luck. There's my luck.
You're going to have to roll for Harry.
Oh, yeah.
Did my roll go through?
You failed.
Oh, yeah. Fail. I failed.
So, yeah, isn't Harry there? Or like you...
Ty will have to roll for him, right?
Yeah. Yeah. The three of us did.
Yeah, I was going to excuse Harry. Or not excuse, but like, yeah, he's milling about. There's
And I'm up there now?
Oh, Eva's up there. Okay.
Yeah, Eve is up there.
I'm sorry, I'm spaced or something.
I'm trying to roll with it. Okay. Not great. You all failed.
Yes.
Fisher continues to berate, and then he stops for a moment and turns over, and he's obviously spotted you, and he walks right up to Hugh and gets in his face and, "What are you doing up here? What are you doing up here?"
Sorry, who's getting in my
Corporal,
face?
Yeah, that's the problem.
Corporal Fisher.
Red Fisher. And as you approach, you can actually see he's got a medical bandage on his forehead that's just kind of poking out underneath his kind of, it's not really long blonde hair, but his hair was perhaps blending in with this white bandage. But now you can fully see he's got, you know, a wound of some kind on his head.
He's gonna have another wound.
I don't report to you. And he kind of gives you a push and walks away.
I'm gonna let him go. Is he like walking away?
Yeah,
like,
I mean his back is turned to you now. Like, and he walks back up to the group he just walked away from and starts yelling at it again. This is unacceptable behavior. You'll be reported up. You'll be written up.
Hugh didn't respond to any of that. Come on, man.
No, I'm gonna fall. I'm gonna walk up to him.
Goaded into it.
See here, Corporal. Come here, Corporal.
I don't know. Have we established? Do you actually have a rank?
He's a captain.
I'm a captain.
I think, and I think the rest. Yeah, like yeah. I've always assumed Robert was a nominal lieutenant, right? Just some generic. If he ever put on his uniform, which he usually doesn't, I could see Hugh wearing something with insignia on.
But I was transferred from the Army, so.
Yeah, but we're just some. You know, we were given the lowest officer rank possible, right?
Yeah. You were, yeah.
There's only one.
Lucky to have that, Robert.
All right, so he turns and starts to walk away from you after giving you a little shove.
Right, so I go after him and I'm like, "See here, Corporal, come back."
Robert will be like behind Hugh,
and he turns, and he's got this rage in his eyes, and you can actually see his fist clenched up, and he gets back up close to you, maybe just a little too close. And goes, "Sir."
"Yes, Corporal. You should be standing to attention when addressing a superior officer."
"Yes, sir."
"Now, what is it that has you so angry at me?"
"Just doing my duty, sir."
"Yes, well, perhaps your duty doesn't involve striking officers."
"These are dangerous prisoners, sir. Regarding them."
"Why are they dangerous?" "They're all invalids."
"German,
aren't they?"
"Sir. What did you just get here?"
"I've seen more war than you have, Corporal."
"Then you know what I'm talking about."
"Well, they're all invalids and sick, aren't they? Or is there something else you'd like to tell me about?"
"They're sick because we took the fight to them, sir."
"What's happened to your forehead there, Corporal?"
"Enough with the fucking question, sir."
Robert's going to step around Hugh and push him on the shoulder and say, "Listen, Corporal, the only one who gets to talk to the captain like that is us."
So you push Fisher.
Yeah.
On the shoulder.
Yeah.
And he turns and he just gives you a big shove as big as hard as he can.
I'm going to fight back.
All right. Give me a roll.
A brawl.
Yeah.
That's what I was hoping for.
I gotta roll it manually.
Fighting brawl. Extreme.
Ooh.
Alright. He failed. Alright, so he pushes at you, but you fend him off. What happens to him?
I see it as like he pushes and Robert just, it's almost judo like. He just like he's gonna push through. Robert's gonna just let him kind of slide by. Grab him as he goes by and slam him up against the wall And then Robert's gonna have his hands like holding him by the collar, and holding him against the wall, and he's gonna like have his face like 2 inches from him, and he's just gonna stare into his eyes with Robert crazy eyes.
All right. And were you trying to damage him at all, hurt him at all?
No.
Okay. Give me a. You said 2 inches from his face.
Mm-hmm. You're gonna ask for intimidation, which.
No. Oh my God! You smell.
Oh.
His breath is horrendous. Oh, it's like curdled milk. It's like this rancid, horrible smell. Give me a con roll.
Oof. That bad, huh?
Hey, Carl.
Success.
Hey.
Am I late or something? I thought you
we always start at 6, dude. We start 30 minutes ago. Yeah.
Are you kidding
every
me?
Time. The time doesn't change.
I had it.
But all right, you're so cute, Carl.
I had it. For whatever reason, I had it as 8:30 on my bed.
That's all right. We just did a recap, and you're back up on the deck with who we say? We've got Hugh and Duck, or Robert.
Robert and Eva. And,
Eva. Was Eva up here? I'm trying to remember.
I shouldn't have been.
You should have.
It's Hugh and Robert.
We had not made it up to the deck
yet. Yeah, we wouldn't acknowledge them. Like we wouldn't be in a group.
Yeah,
right?
because we're undercover. So that's
right. Yeah. I'm sorry. I spoke. Trying to
see. That's why I was confused. I'm not crazy.
I mean, I just got to put everybody up there because Kyle was out. Harry has excused himself. Eva and Dr. Z are elsewhere, and we've got the recovered Hugh and Robert are taking care of Corporal Fisher. Okay, so Robert, you're just able to keep down. I mean, it is horrendous, his breath, and you're just able to keep your lunch down, your breakfast down that you had earlier in the mess hall.
Robert will like,
and just, he's starting to shake with rage.
I think is there a, let me look at this deck plan here. Where are we? We're on the
you're in the upper deck. You're kind of back here.
Back here.
Yeah. That's an open air area.
Okay. Robert is going to back away from the horrible stink breath, but he's going to kind of spin him around like and still keeping a hold on him, kind of like, you know, the jamming his one arm against his back. I'm going to kind of like motion to Hugh. Like let's take him, and I'm going to motion toward like the stairs and the door, the port to the stairs. Like, you know, I want to get him off the deck and in more private situation.
Yeah, and as this is kind of going on, the rest of the guards have kind of made their way over to you to kind of hey, easy with the corporal. Hey,
and
you see Robert a lot.
Robert's going to like look at Hugh with this like. This is your job, Hugh. You better fucking handle this.
So I turn on the other guards and my best officer voice is, you know, stand down, men. Corporal here, I think, is ill, and we're just going to have him looked at. Go back to your duties now.
Sir, yes, sir. And they kind of turn and maybe they kind of give you a funny look. They don't. Yeah, but okay, you know.
That's what I was looking for. Robert Fisher, will actually give Hugh a little nod.
Fisher's starting to struggle a little bit. Let me go.
Softy. I'm gonna slam him into the wall.
Okay.
But I'm gonna stay. I'm like, I'm trying not to get too close to him because he stinks so bad.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, because you've got him turned around, right? Like you're kind of. Behind
yeah,
him now.
I got his breath facing away from me.
Okay. Got it. Okay. He's, he, I mean, you fully got, maybe you got him in an arm lock or something. And then
Right. That's what I'm thinking.
He's kind of at your mercy.
I want to, like, hopefully Hugh could, like, open the door down the stairs there, or whatever the proper boat terminology is.
And companionway hatch or whatever, yes.
And we can at least get off the deck. I don't think we need to go down the stairs, but I think we just need to get out of the... have a little private discussion. Or maybe we could go down the stairs. Maybe we should have him looked at.
I don't think he's got a problem the doctor's going to be
looking at. Yeah, I mean,
we could look at him.
That's, you know, there's an idea. Let's bring him down to Dr. Eva.
Nurse, yeah.
Okay, there's, nurse, you know, there a couple, if you're looking for someplace private, you know, on the tour of the ship, I mean, there's kind of that storage area up near the captain's cabin. There's kind of more storage on the upper deck.
Let's take him. Let's maybe Robert. We can march him over to the storage, and maybe Hugh, you could go get Eva. Somehow surreptitiously. I'll do that. and bring her up so she can examine this.
Okay. Yeah, you're going to walk him through the ship over to the storage area by the captain.
Yeah, I think so. Yeah,
by the bridge. Okay.
Yeah, I mean, it depends on how much he struggles. Robert may loosen his grip on him if he walks.
Yeah, I mean, he's pretty active. Like, he's still exhibiting quite a bit of a struggle. Like, even though you've got him at quite a disadvantage, he's fucking let me go.
Robert may, as we walk by, like, you know, a exhaust vent or something, Robert may accidentally slam him into it a little bit.
He's on our side. Be nice.
Robert doesn't care.
Clang.
This is where like when they're putting perps in the backseat of the car, sometimes their head hits on the car. Surely, purely accidental.
Oh, yeah.
Always.
Clang. Okay, so Hugh, what have you done? You've gone to go find Eva.
Find Eva,
okay.
And bring her
so
back.
So, Robert,
to
you're kind of making your way through this kind of a covered area through the ship. Give me a spot hidden roll, Robert.
Okay.
All right, you don't see what you didn't see.
Mm-hmm.
Spend some luck.
No, I don't have that much luck. It's not worth it.
All right. So you may handle Reg Fisher towards the storage area near the captain's. All right, so let's see. Eva and Dr. Z. So, Eva, you were undercover as kind of a doctor, right? Or was it a nurse?
Like a nurse.
Okay. And Dr. Z, what was your cover?
I was like a mental health doctor.
That's right. Okay. Yeah, you were treating some folks. All right. Let's give you guys a little bit of airtime. What if anything did you have in mind? If you had some time to do some things, the other guys grab lunch. You know, it's midday.
So sorry if I missed it. I thought we were headed up to the upper deck to chase down a lead in the prisoner area.
Yeah.
Or was it a lead? Or we were just done with the lower area?
Yeah, we had. And remember, after lunch, I think we'd done a drop with those guys, Ty, and they were going to do the German prisoners who we'd found out about. They were going to investigate those. Yeah.
Okay. Got it. Yeah. So there was a. I think you got in the notes there. It was a Helm and Elzer, right?
Yeah, if you don't know, dude.
Yeah.
I can't I can't remember.
Okay, yeah. So you, yeah. So who did the research on the? I'm sorry, I forget. But who? Eva, was it you that you were checking out the files?
Yep.
Okay. Great. All right. And so Robert. Okay, I got it now. So Robert and Harry, they had picked up some information about a two German soldiers, Helm and Elzer. That well, you got it in the notes, but they were troublemakers. I didn't know if that's who you were looking for.
I think that's what we said, that Harry and Robert were going to talk to this Corporal Fisher, because we had identified the two German troublemakers and then Corporal Fisher as, you know, when we met with all the guards, those were the kind of the weird loose ends that we were going to follow up on.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm. Okay. Yeah. So Eva and Dr. G, you guys are together. Okay. And you make your way up to the deck. So yeah. Let's say that you get up there and you can tell there's been some sort of commotion, recently. And perhaps, why don't both of you give me a luck roll?
Hang on, I'm getting there. Where the heck is it? I can't find it. Oh, there it is. Never mind.
All right. Yeah, it looks like Q went down another stairwell. So yeah, you get up there, and yes, yeah, so some sort of commotion. The guards are trying to get the German POWs back in order or something. And yeah, you find yourself on the deck. There's, I don't know, five or six guards and maybe two dozen or so POWs milling around on this open area of the boat deck, taking in the sun. What would you like to do?
And we were looking for one or two particular guys.
Yeah,
there were the three Germans. One of them we went to, but he was like passed out, so we're gonna go try him later. And then the other two were the troublemaker guys. I think we're just going to try to find where they were.
Yeah, so I'll just go around and ask prisoners as I'm going through, or are you being taken care of adequately? You know, how are you handling the stress of being on a ship?
Do you speak German? How are you going to speak in English?
No. You're just supposed to understand, right? I'll speak real slowly and in a German accent.
Yeah.
Well, I guess I won't be doing that then. I'll have to follow Eva, because I think Eva speaks German.
Yep.
Speaks German, right? Yeah, okay. Well, I'll just have to follow your lead then.
So what am I asking for these guys here? Are we explicitly asking for these guys, or we're just kind of like, what's the plan here?
Well, I wasn't going to do it directly. I was going to indirectly thinking, you know, talking to the prisoners.
Just, hey, and, how's it going?
Yeah, how are you doing? How are you doing on the ship? And are you adequately taken care of? And by the way, we're trying to make sure that so-and-so prisoners are also doing well. Can you point us in your direction?
I'll translate all that.
Okay. Why don't you give me a German roll? Ooh.
Hey.
Yeah, you, Eva, you're really, not only do you speak German, but you're able to kind of put it together in a suitably friendly manner. Like you're trying to connect with them. Your conversation is suitably friendly. And not only that, but obviously translated translated well. So these are all, you know, naturally male prisoners. Some of them have certain injuries, but none of them are so severe that they would, you know, obviously keep them in the lower decks. Some of them are walking around with limps, and generally you get, not necessarily friendly responses, but they seem to, thank you, doctor. Thanks for asking. I'm doing as well as could be imagined. Looking forward to getting home to Frankfurt. I'm sure it'll be peaceful there.
Mm-hmm. Excellent, excellent.
Well, see if how about if you can translate? So I heard there's a couple of guys that maybe been having some issues.
Any troublemakers?
Yeah. Well, yeah. I was going to frame it. Basically, they've been having issues dealing with the other prisoners. Maybe some anger management issues or something. Maybe we
are there any other blatantly aggressive prisoners, or any of the other prisoners giving you guys trouble?
Give me another German roll. And the other direction.
Two extremes.
Oh, man.
Yeah. You start speaking Spanish.
and give me a persuade roll. All right. Yeah.
There we go.
You're speaking very persuasive Spanish.
So initially they kind of open up to you, and you actually are able to spend a little bit of time with a Gerfrither Werner Kepik. Don't worry about the name. So a junior soldier, and he opens up to you, and he mentions that the stress may have been getting to Helm and Elzer, who've had a number of fights with other prisoners over the strangest matters, smallest matters. It pales in comparison to Fisher's anger, though. He's beaten a number of prisoners badly. But it looks like he got his comeuppance.
Oh, that's good. Any guard that acts that way to injured people should not be around.
Some of the soldiers just as soon stay away from Helm and Elzer. In fact, Gerfrither Rising, he used to be really close with the two of them, but he refuses to hang out with them anymore. And Eva, you recognize that name as the patient who was below decks that was asleep.
Mm. All right.
Was that the, I'm trying to remember, was he down below from injuries, getting in a fight? Or
what? Yeah, he had, so a couple of things came out of Eva's research. I probably shouldn't give it away. Go ahead, Eva. I don't know if you remember what you found in the files.
I found that Risingholm and Elzer were captured at the same time, badly injured in ruins, near Elamine. Reisig has developed paranoid delusions about Elzer and Helm, and when sedated on morphine, he said they're not men they used to be. That's all I have on my notes.
Yeah, Rising was injured by an artillery strike, so he had pretty bad chest wounds. Why don't the two of you give me a luck roll each?
We're going to keep trying that luck thing until someone does.
Oh my goodness.
That's a...
I mean, wow. I know your luck is low, but I mean, all right.
Dr. Z falls overboard.
Okay, yeah. Go ahead.
All right. Yeah, they you know, they thank you for checking in on them, and
we ask general concern, since they mentioned that they're concerned that there's these other two might not be with it stable mentally. If they could know, if they know where they are, just to make sure that they're not going to harm themselves.
And this soldier, Kepik, he nods in a direction, and as if to indicate that these soldiers or these guys are nearby. And so, first of all, you see these two men hanging out together on the side of the same area, the same open area. But first of all, you notice a young soldier. I just pulled up on the screen. And I think I did. Maybe I didn't. So this soldier, let's see, he has a boyish appearance. He's handsome. You immediately notice his piercing blue eyes, and he has a little bit of a smile to him. Why don't both of you give me a spot hidden roll? Eva, you notice that part of his left hand is missing.
All righty.
And speaking of injuries, we also have this somewhat older soldier. And he... first of all, has scarring across his face. He appears to be well muscled and has short cropped blonde hair. You would expect that he wouldn't necessarily be ugly, but he does have a what appears to be perhaps burn injuries across one side of his face. And why don't both of you give me another spot hidden roll each? Okay. And the two of them are just talking to each other, standing on the side of the deck, perhaps at the rail overlooking into the ocean or into the med. Yeah, I'll give you enough. I mean, you guys know enough military stuff. The older soldier is in. Let's see, Obergefreiter, which is the equivalent of a corporal, and then the younger guy is a Obergrenadier, which is basically a private first class.
So what do you think? We should we approach him? See how sure. What's going on?
Absolutely, doctor.
Okay. Since why don't we do the same thing? Ask them how they're faring on the ship, and
well,
ask them.
Well, gentlemen, we're making rounds, checking to make sure everyone's doing well. This is everyone treating you well, and how are your injuries? Is there anything that can be done for you, or?
Yeah, their conversation breaks up as they notice you guys approaching. And the younger man, the younger soldier, he gets a really broad smile on his face. He goes, "Ah, oh, Frau Doctor. Welcome. We're glad to see you. Well, putting aside this nasty war for now, on this beautiful day." And his English, he's speaking English, but it's somewhat broken.
Okay. It is a rather lovely day.
We would all be feeling better if all the doctors and nurses were as beautiful as you.
Oh, young man. Yeah. How's your journey been so far? Where was your prison stay? Well,
I'd much rather be here. This beautiful day and this beautiful deck with a beautiful woman.
Stop it. You're making me blush.
I want to hear Eva giggle.
Yeah, I mean, you make him out to be about 20, low 20. He's 23, maybe. 22,
23. Yeah, so how long have you been on the ship?
Just arrived this morning.
This morning?
Yeah, from camp. Loaded up this morning with everybody else.
Oh, okay. I got it. How long were you in camp?
Excellent question. We arrived in camp after the Battle of El Alamein in... about a year ago.
So that's a long time in camp. How was it? Were you able to?
Difficult being away from home. But it's war. What can you do? Now we are on. We can be friends. No.
So I'm sort of curious, as I'm looking at him, I also want to look at his the corporal and see how he's taking all this in.
Yeah, he's strangely silent. He's kind of allowed the younger soldier to kind of step in front. He's the man with the burn marks on his face. He's quiet. He's motionless. He's kind of observing, but he's definitely standing, you know, he's curiously standing behind the younger soldier.
I'll actually address him in German, because he may not speak English, and that might be why he's quiet. And I'll say, and you, Colonel, how fares your injuries and experience so far?
I am fine. After my injuries, I've been treated well.
He's speaking English or German?
He's speaking German back.
Yeah, that's excellent to hear.
I have been treated fairly.
So is there one thing I'm wondering, is there a hierarchy on amongst the German prisoners? Like if we were wanting to find, and I don't know if I need to ask Eva this or not, but what I'm wondering is if they have sort of an informal hierarchy amongst the prisoners, if we wanted to actually get some information about any of them, we would go to whoever's the one in charge.
In terms of, I'm sorry, did you mean the soldiers? Did you mean the POWs? Yeah, I mean, they would still maintain kind of rank level hierarchy. And I'm sorry, Gersh, you said colonel. I meant to say corporal. Not.
Oh, maybe. I'm sorry. Yeah. I'm probably mistaken.
Yeah. Not quite that high. He's equivalent of a colonel.
And what's your name?
See, I just said it. Corporal.
Yeah. What are your names?
I am a younger man says, I am Helm. I'm Kurt Helm. And yours, Frau Doctor?
I am, I wrote it down somewhere. Evelyn Messier. Nurse Evelyn Messier.
Messier, music to my ears. As beautiful as the day is long here in the Mediterranean.
Such a dangerous chung you have on you, young man. I'm sure the women must flock to you.
I should be so lucky.
Oh, I'm sorry, is it men?
I'm sorry, what was that, Gersh?
I had nothing.
Okay. All right. Let's stop there. I'm sorry. I just didn't quite finish. And then the other man says, "I'm Elzer, Carl Elzer."
Pleasure to meet you both. If there's anything you need, let us know.
Thank you, Doctor. Thank you, Nurse. All right. Hugh, you went below deck looking for Eva and Dr. Z.
For Eva.
And you were unable to find them below decks. Would you like to return up deck, upper deck?
I will go to the upper deck.
Look, there they are. Yes. Look, there. You see them talking to a couple of soldiers. One of the soldiers, one of the POWs, has a burn mark across his face. He's mobile, but he's certainly taken some damage. And it's healed. It doesn't appear to be a recent injury, but he's seen his share of something else. And look, there Eva and Dr. Z.
Very good. I walk up to them, sort of nod at everyone, and I say, "Can I have a word with you two, just for a minute in private, please? Perhaps just over here, like sort of motion 10 feet away or whatever."
Yeah, you can get out of earshot of anybody.
So Robert has one of the guards, Corporal Fisher, who's acting very strangely. He has a wound in his head, and his breath smells unnaturally bad. Perhaps unnatural would be just a better word for it. So we've got him secured below decks. I think one of you should come and have a look at him.
He's above. He's on the deck. Intriguing. He's next to the captain's captain. Yeah.
Or whatever. You know what I mean.
Sounds intriguing. Take me to him.
Okay.
Say goodbye to your boyfriend.
All right, Robert. So you got him in the storage area?
Yep.
Okay. Yeah, I mean, there's not really any chairs or anything. If you're going to sit him or hold him or restrain him or...
You know, Robert's probably pissed off at this point. I'll probably kneel him down.
like kind of forcefully push him down.
Forcefully push him down and kind of up against a wall on his knees.
Okay.
And if he starts like talking calmly, Robert would consider letting him kind of sit.
Yeah, I mean, you're struck by how kind of persistently enraged he is.
Okay, like Robert's used to making people mad. This guy stays mad longer than most people ever would.
Yeah. He keeps struggling and cursing at you. You'll pay for this, you fucker.
Okay, maybe
very
Robert will go
very
a little
un-British
bit.
Of him.
We'll go a little bit easier on him, but he'll want to make sure. Okay. I don't trust that. You know, he wouldn't turn on me immediately.
Yeah. And okay, and the rest of the group shows up there at the storage area, and you walk in and you see Robert manhandling Corporal Fisher.
I'm still gonna play.
Who are you guys? Who are you?
What is this about? I'm Nurse Messier. I was brought here by the captain under concern that you are not well, and I'm just here to check you out. I guess there's an injury to your head I'd like to look at.
Watch his breath, nurse.
Can you go off him just a little bit so I can look at his head?
Please? If you insist.
Sir.
He's a... Be careful. He never stopped resisting. Mm-hmm. Robert will kind of slide him back, but he's gonna. I think I'm gonna keep unless Eva tells me. I'm gonna like keep hold on one of his arms.
Yeah, no, that's fine.
Maybe both.
That's fine too. I don't want to get punched.
Yeah.
Okay. So,
I'll ease him off the wall and either stand him up. We'll probably stand him up. It's probably the easiest thing to do.
Okay,
but I'm going to keep a hold on his arms behind his back.
All right. Yeah. So you've got him restrained by both arms, right? Yep. And he's still. I've already been checked out. Fine. Checked out. Okay. Happened a while ago. Let me go.
What happened? Why didn't you just calm down and talk to me and then?
I was jumped by those kraut bastards.
They'll
pay for it. They'll pay for it. Just let me go. I'll take care of it right now.
You seem to be rather aggressive. Let's just calm ourselves down here, and I'm going to get close and see if I could smell his breath.
And Robert's going to say maybe take a look under that bandage too.
Mm. And I'll take a look under the bandage.
Before
I smell the breath.
Robert's got him restrained. He has. Gosh, I'm not a doctor. What the fuck do I know?
Did you play one on TV?
That's right. That's what I was thinking.
Damn it, Jim.
By this point, he has. I mean, your assessment is it's a somewhat fresh contusion on his forehead. I mean, it's strong. I mean, it's much stronger than a bruise, but it's not like a gash or anything. It's like just this welt, this big black, blackish blue, grayish welt, bruise, contusion thing.
And can I tell, based on my knowledge of when the events occurred, does it appear to be healing appropriately, or does it seem like it's not getting better, or?
Give me a medicine roll.
Oh, I'm looking forward to feeling that. Let's see. Oh my gosh, I actually passed it.
Yeah, you are pretty sure that he probably suffered a fractured skull. Probably a concussion. And your best guess based on the bruise in your extreme role is that it probably happened within the last 2 weeks.
Okay. And that falls in line with when the guards got jumped, right? A couple weeks ago.
Yeah, okay. You put that together.
Did you have any downtime after your incident? Your head is rather severely injured.
I'm fit for duty. Doctor, nurse, whatever you are.
Well, we have our we also brought a doctor of the mind. Perhaps he can evaluate your mood. While I continue to make sure you're okay.
Yeah, and you don't really waft in his breath, but yeah, you can
tell
he stinks. His breath stinks.
I'm gonna ask him to open his mouth and take a look inside. And, you know, are his teeth rotten? You know, like is there any obvious reason why his breath would be so bad?
No. I mean, check his mouth. Maybe Robert helps you by keeping it open.
He's I would grab him, you know, like at the hinge of his jaw and kind of pin it. It's extremely painful.
but yeah, he, no, yeah, I mean, his mouth looks healthy. Man, that smells though. Nasty.
Any egg sacs attached to the inside of his mouth? Or...
No egg sacs attached to the inside of his mouth.
All right.
Yeah, but if there's something if they're incubating in his lungs, then...
Well, I...
Maybe it's making his lungs go necrotic or something.
Well, doctor, I don't know if you want to analyze him, but on a fiscal basis, I don't see anything wrong with him.
Shut up. Robert's going to smack him.
now.
Because we're alone. Well, it was like, if he does have the spores in him, should we, what if we made up something wrong with him and put him under observation or something? Is there a place we could, I worry that something bad's going to come out of this guy. I mean, it's just weird how bad he smells. What do you guys say? And he's going to look at Dr. Z and Eva because they're the ones undercover. They would have to come up with some story to.
Well, yeah, certainly if he's got a head injury, you know, he needs to be put under observation.
I mean, he also could be falling unconscious right now if you guys wanted him to.
Yeah, I think between Eva and myself, we should be able to give orders to put him under under bed rest.
And honestly, having this guy out of the rotation with the guards and the way he's treating prisoners is good, no matter whether there's something darker going on here or not. This guy's a jack whistle.
And we'll prescribe him a toothbrush.
Do we? And you know, the corporal's listening to all this. Does he need to suffer? I don't want to make his head try worse, but does he need to become unconscious to make this easier? Robert's got a little smile on his face.
Oh, I'll nod.
Okay, I will smack him hard enough in the back of his head to knock him out.
All right.
Even with a fractured skull. Well,
I'm not going to hit it in the same place.
All right. And so why don't you just give me a fighting roll. Just a
fighting brawl. Yeah.
Yeah.
There's no way I could fail, right? I'll see if I can jinx myself.
And where do you hit him?
Probably, you know, like I would try maybe the side of the head enough and with a significant amount of force. I'm trying to knock him unconscious.
Wham! And he slumps down and his head kind of hits the floor
Uh-oh.
Give me a spot hidden roll.
Okay. Oops. Fail.
God damn it.
Wait. What did I roll?
Yeah. 50.
Did I roll?
97.
Okay. Yeah, it's that one. Jesus.
Everybody else give me a spot hidden roll, too.
Someone pass this thing.
Here we go. Eva passed.
Come on, Hugh. Oh.
Ooh, Dr. Z with the extreme success.
Extreme.
Yeah.
What is that?
Is it a smell hidden roll?
Smoke. You smell smoke. And Fisher is face down on the ground. And you start to see whiffs of smoke coming out the side of his head.
I'm going to roll him over.
And the smoke, you roll him over, and the smoke is starting to billow out of his mouth. And his body's starting to shake.
I'm pulling my pistol.
And there are lightning, little sparks and puffs of smoke and little lightning, not bolts, but little lightning flickers out of his eyes.
don't hurt yourself, Ty.
I think I hurt myself. Very nice. And something's coming out of his mouth.
What does it look like?
A ball of plasma. Right, and a softball size ball of something burrows out of his mouth and rises up in front of you with, like, think of a Jacob's ladder with little rails of electricity sparkling through its tendrils. And those of you who were looking through the microscope back of in Alexandria recognize a larger version of what was seen before, of the thing that was in the body of the suicide victim. And all these right. Tendrils are shooting out at different directions, and they extend and they retract, and there's lightning. Everybody give me a sanity roll.
Oh, for fuck's sake.
No.
Oh, God.
Don't mind if I do.
Fisher is smoking and...
Where is
it? Oh, my God. Nice. I failed.
No, surprise, Robert failed.
Robert failed.
Oh, fuck.
Oh, a fumble.
Fumble. Nice.
Uh-oh. Eva shits herself.
Nice.
I'm the one that was looking at the microscope.
Just a little too close, Eva. A little too close. All right, those of you who passed.
Just Dr. Singular. Z.
Just Dr. Z. Where'd it go? Where's the creature? You lose 1 point of sanity.
Oh,
you saw one exiting. You lose 1d3 sanity.
Oof, I don't like where this is going.
This is not going well.
So if I pass, it's only 1d3, yes. Huh?
Yeah, that's the good result.
Nice.
Yay.
You didn't pull a Robert. Duck would have rolled a 3.
Probably.
And okay. All right. If you failed, 1d10 sanity.
Oh, for fuck's sake. God.
Seriously, yeah.
It's just a little spore. I mean, come on. 2. Oh, hey, that's not bad.
Yeah, I was going to say, that's not bad.
Oh, where are the die rolls?
Good, Robert. Good. Stay alive.
Where's the, oh, fuck.
Oh.
Like, wait, Eva, you fumbled anyway, so you lost 10 no matter what.
Yeah.
A fumble is max. I'm sorry. So, so who do we have? We had, okay, so Carl, Dr. Z passed and lost a few. Robert failed and lost a few. Eva fumbled and lost 10. And Hugh lost 4. Okay. All right. Four. So.
I only have 59 now, Robert.
Let's see. How could you? Do. Yeah. I should have learned the survival technique, which is like only show up for every other session.
I'm in bed. I'm sick. I broke my leg.
Jeff. Sorry, Jeff. I broke my leg. That was a Canadian. Sorry.
I was captured. All right. Oh. So Eva, insincere. Give me an intelligence roll.
You want to fail. There you go.
Wow. Wow. You stuffed this memory deep into your subconscious, and you are spared.
It's good to be on a cold streak.
Yeah.
All right. 90, so
100
this...
and then a 99. That's 100, a 10 on a D10, and then a 99. That's some pretty damn impressive rolling there.
And he rolled 100.
That's what I 100, oh, a 10, and then a 99.
Yeah.
Good times.
The vassal roller.
Yes, it is. It's totally not random.
okay. So, yeah. Yeah, you guys. What's your involuntary response to this incident?
You broke up right before involuntary response died. What did you say?
Yeah. So basically when you fail a roll, you have an involuntary, you gasp, you drop something, you
so we get to
scream out. Yeah. What happens?
Evil scream. What you just saw. Yeah.
Nice girly response. Duck?
Robert will stagger to one knee. Like, he's barely holding it together.
Okay. Yeah, Hugh?
Hugh, good God, and he's going to like stumble backwards, losing his balance and slam up against the wall. And kind of like slide down onto his butt, you know, that sort of can't even hold himself up.
All right. Yeah. And this, this, for those of you who smelled his breath earlier, clearly this is the source of the dairy rotting custard like smell. Mm-hmm. And now it's now engulfing the room. I mean, it's twice as strong as it was before. Starting to become a little bit overpowering, and this softball, maybe not quite a volleyball sized ball of pulsating, rotating plasma. These tendrils are shooting out.
Is there a box or something in the room that just gets thrown over it?
A box.
Give me a luck roll.
Oh,
there are boxes. They're pretty small.
Man, those are small boxes.
I think Robert's gonna shoot it because you never know till you try.
Okay. Give me a shot.
Firearms, handgun. Missed. Not as good with the handguns.
So we're in storage. Is there anything like a broom or a mop or something?
Sure.
So grab a broom and try to swat at it.
You have to treat it like it's a fly. Hilarious.
All right, give me a fighting roll. He's gonna.
This is a fighting brawl. Yeah.
Ooh, hard. Okay. Yeah. You hit him. Squash. Give me a 1d6 damage.
Oh,
take that.
Yeah, his what happens? You make contact. What kind of result do you get
on this thing? It's plasma pulsating.
It's spongy. Well, when you hit it.
Okay, so I would with hitting it that well. I would assume it would. Probably, I wonder if it might stick to the broom.
What was that?
I wonder if it might stick to the broom.
Maybe you swing down on it and it sticks to the broom and you kind of mash it into the floor a little bit.
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, give me a dex roll. You definitely hit it. Let's see if you can kind of pin it. Oh, yeah, you've kind of got it like smashed to the ground, and you're the pull of the mop is like indenting into its body, right? Like it's kind of like think of a gosh, what would it be? I don't know, a big round sponge, and these tendrils are kind of lapping up. They can only reach about a meter up, but they're and they're leaving burn marks on the pull of the. Of the mop, but yeah, you've got them kind of pinned down there.
Okay, then I'm gonna keep pushing with all my might. Somebody jump on the step.
Oh, yeah, I'm not gonna burn in the pole. I don't know if you want to touch it with yourself. Shoot it again, Robert. Where's Kyle? Kyle, Harry, where's Mr. Pistol?
What is well, Hugh's got a pistol, doesn't he?
Hugh and Harry and Robert are armed.
All right, I'll pull out my pistol and I'll take a shot.
Okay, you can fire. It's still squirming around. Why don't you give me a bonus die with that?
Okay.
In close range, you can give me two bonus dice. On.
Okay. So how do I do the bonus die?
Hit the gray, the black one, the gray one. So the green one.
The gray one. There we are. It didn't do anything.
You might not have something. Are you doing it on the combat? You might not have something set up. Just
maybe not. Here's, yeah, just, well, it doesn't work either. God damn it.
You're doing firearms handgun?
Yeah. It's not working.
Did you? I don't know, dude. There you go.
Oh, there we go.
Oh. Oh, there's a whole bunch just came up.
Your first one with a bonus die is a success.
There we are. This is a delay. So yeah, just take that first.
Oh, I see it there. Like, okay. Yep. Okay. Give me a what do we say? D10 for damage.
D10. Okay. God. Sorry, windows open here. There are D10.
Nice.
Six.
It makes a splatting noise as it enters the body. It's really in a lot of problems. It's got a lot of problems. It's a lot of its tendrils have kind of fallen to the floor. It's still alive, but it's
all right.
Dr. Z, it's not putting up much of a fight.
So now that this thing is badly injured. Let's see if there's some way to capture it. Because part of what N wanted was a live specimen.
Did he? Man, I never remember this shit N asked for. Robert will run out of the. Well, it's a storage room. You'd think that there would be shit in here somewhere.
Like a bucket or something.
There's like a mop bucket, right? Yeah, where's the mop
bucket? The mop bucket's. Tin or steel or something, so you can.
Okay, Robert's going to grab the mop bucket and kind of come up behind and kind of look at Dr. Z, and we'll like kind of look for and we'll kind of he'll kind of nod and I'm looking for Dr. Z to pull the mop away and he's going to slam the bucket down.
Okay, yeah, so it's pretty much restrained or captured or under the bucket.
Okay.
And excuse me, Fisher, you know, you've subdued everything or subdued the creature. You look over at Fisher and his mouth has got these kind of burn marks, you know, his lips and his mouth area is all charred. His nose is charred. And in fact, some of the cartilage just started to melt away, burn away, flake away. His eyelids have burned, ears, like any orifice seems, you know, from his upper, his head area, you know, his head.
Upper head orifices.
Well, not his asshole is what I'm getting at. Wherever the creature was, it burned every hole leading out.
I take it he's dead.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes, quite dead. Quite dead.
So these burns are more severe than what we saw the nurse.
Yeah, did we report burns on the nurses? I must have, right?
Yep, burns to her lungs, trachea, and lips. But they appear post-mortem.
Yeah. Yeah, these are definitely... you called it out. Same areas.
Mm-hmm.
But worse.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right, folks. I think we need to get this. You know, we could maybe there's a flat piece we could slide underneath the bucket. We need to secure this somewhere. I think Dr. Z and Eva, you should skedaddle. We're gonna make contact with the captain, and since he knows who we are, and. Is there, like, in the storage, are there any open storage containers, Ty?
Like a locker kind of thing?
Maybe we should put it in our cabin. What do you guys think?
Yeah. That's probably best. We control it.
Yeah, so I think Q and I should go talk to the captain. Let's cover up Corporal here, but we're gonna need to explain this. But you guys, why don't you guys?
And Harry, Harry can guard it.
Yeah, yeah, and well, Harry, yeah, Harry can take the sample down and stow it securely in our cabin. But you guys, I think need to just make yourself scarce so your cover's not blown. Yep.
Really quickly, I'm going to see if I could. Notice any other things in Fisher? Like, is anything else going to be coming out of him, or he seems pretty well empty of plasma balls?
you'd have to cut him open if you're going to.
I don't know if a quick glance down his throat sees anything squirming.
Yeah, no. No. Okay. Nope.
Okay. All right. I'll see if there's something real quick I cover Fisher up with.
Okay. Yeah. There's a tarp or something in
there. Yeah. And then I'll vacate.
Okay. All right. So who's doing what?
I think Q and I are going to go talk to the captain. Harry's going to take the sample wherever he was. Maybe we'll bring him over and say, go stow this. And then Dr. Z and Eva are going to just kind of melt away.
Okay. All right. Let's start with. Harry's taking. Well, yeah, Harry. Saint Eva. All right. Let's get. I need specifics on how you're going to store this thing. And it's somewhat alive. You can hear it kind of.
Right.
Flittering a little bit underneath the. The bucket.
Is there, I mean, if, like, I would imagine, you know, when you, you capture something under a bucket, you get a flat piece of cardboard or something, you slide it underneath.
Mm-hmm. That's how I would. I worry it's going to burn through that, though. Is there, or
metal would probably be better.
Yeah, if we could find some kind of metal.
Well, there's usually a machine, shop on a big ship.
Yeah,
like this,
I think
right?
We need to get it out of here.
Do repairs.
Yeah. Although, I don't know how many people come in here. Maybe we just leave Harry with it
and I'm gonna look at Hugh as like, we could go talk to the captain and tell him we have the need for a, you know, something from the machine shop and see what he says, or we could just go down and try and scrounge it ourselves.
Like a metal suitcase, yeah, or something.
Jeff, not Hugh. You know, I assume we would have briefed Hugh. The captain is kind of Hugh-like in his he's you know, he likes to have his ego fluffed. And he, you know, he wanted us to give him daily reports or twice daily reports. And we talked him down from that. But he's kind of a, you know, he thinks he's in charge and all that kind of crap. So,
right.
Yeah, kind of a by the book kind of guy.
Yeah.
He's not clued into network end stuff.
Right. He knows we're on the ship because of some, you know, foul play that happened at the camp, but that's about all he knows. And we didn't really tell.
Right. So, I mean, we could go to him and say, look, we need a piece of sheet metal, a small piece of sheet metal.
Now Robert's kind of thinking like, well, maybe we shouldn't.
And then he asks why. We say, well, this is part of our investigation. And once we're able to tell you, we'll tell you.
That's not going to go over super well.
Robert and Hugh, give me a idea roll.
Okay. I love it when the GM helps us.
Idea. Oh, what's that? Is that intelligence? I'm drooling on myself.
Yeah, Robert, you're struck by the metal and electricity coming from this creature. Probably isn't the best combination.
Okay.
Long term.
Yes. So maybe we need an insulating cage.
Glass.
Glass would work. They're not going to have glass blowing on a ship, I wouldn't think.
This is a hospital ship. There must be
an aquarium.
You know, it's not like they had plastic bags for vials and stuff. They must have.
No, all those glass vials.
Yeah, you know, large things for IVs and whatnot.
Okay. Maybe in the kitchen there's a glass jar or something like how about a ceramic jug would be even better. We're going to leave Harry in the storeroom with the thing and the body. And you and I, I'm going to suggest to you, that we, let's go down to the mess and see if we can scrounge up, like a ceramic, something to hold this thing.
Like a bedpan.
Well, those are usually metal, but something non-metal.
Okay.
Like an urn from ancient Egypt.
Yes, some sort of or maybe in the stores, you know, maybe there's some stored in jugs, you know. This is still 1940, right? So 41, 42. So that's what I think. What do you think,
I think that's a good idea. We'll go scrounge.
Okay. You're going to start in the mess?
Yeah, we'll start in the mess.
Okay. Eva and Dr. Z, what are you guys up to?
I'm going to go back to the bed area and see if what's-his-face is awake.
Okay.
Yeah, that'd be the next step.
Okay. Yeah, so you're going to go check on that page. Yeah, it's been maybe a couple hours since you guys were down there. Mm-hmm. All right. So first of all, when you first get down there, it's still a kind of a hub of activity and nurses and doctors running around treating these patients who are kind of still, the worse off for wear. You see Dr. Nunez. Remember, he was the Spanish member of the American Red Cross delegation.
Mm-hmm.
Or not American Red Cross, the Red Cross Spanish delegation. Red Cross.
Yep.
Yeah. He is talking to another person. This is clearly a nurse, an older woman, and her garb makes her out to be also a member of the Red Cross. And just somebody you haven't seen before, but they seem to be deep in conversation. And also with them is an older man who appears to be a doctor. But you can't quite make out his. I mean, he seems to be dressed or in doctor's coat like Dr. Nunez. And it does appear that Reisig is awake in his bed.
Are the doctors by Reisig's bed, or are they?
Just... No. They're engaged in conversation in the area, but not. In fact, they're not. They don't appear to be treating a patient directly. They just seem to be in conversation in the room, but they're not by Reisig.
Okay, I'm going to head over to some patients near where they are and try to listen in on them.
Okay. The three of them are speaking Spanish.
Oh, all right.
Do you speak Spanish?
Let's see. What do I got? I got English, German, Italian, Latin, Norwegian, and my native, whatever the heck it is. So, no.
I mean, they're... You pick up a word or two. Everybody knows a little Spanish, right? I don't know, but
if you know Latin, you do.
Yeah, but I mean, nothing. You maybe pick up a term or a word or two, but nothing that you can make out.
I'm gonna, I guess, with Dr. Z, sort of nod over to Reisig and see if he wants to go talk to him with me.
Yeah.
Okay. I mean, you approach Reisig, and definitely he looks thin and pale and unhealthy. Dr. Z kind of confirming your question. He has appears to be a pretty serious chest wound.
But he is up.
Yeah, he's awake. He's lying flat on his back, you know, head on a pillow, looking up. I don't know how close you guys are. I mean, if you were to approach, you'd probably catch his eye. I mean, he's awake and eyes are open.
It'd probably be good for Eva to start it, since he probably speaks German. Don't know if he speaks anything else.
Yep. So I'll speak German. Good day. Hope you're feeling well. Just checking to see, you know, how things are going, if there's anything we could do for you. Checking the wound, all kind of...
What is this about?
Take a look at his wound. Your injury, sir. We're just seeing how you're feeling.
He's rubbing his face. Thank you. Danke.
So, what happened to you, young man?
It was horrible. The battle was horrible. Took a strike. I'm a shell of who I once was.
Sadly,
I wish I could tell you all about it.
Well, if it helps talking about it, I'm a willing listener.
And he kind of looks around as if he's looking beyond you. And then he kind of gets silent.
I'll kind of look around as well after I see him look around. You expecting company?
No, I am not. I'm just resting.
Well, that's best thing for you right now. Doctor here is a mental health doctor. We're just checking.
Doctor? Doctor?
We're just seeing how everyone's doing, holding up, if there's any anything unusual going on, if you're having any visions or dreams or seeing things or hearing things. Just want to make sure that we're giving you the best care that we could possibly give you.
He kind of rubs his face again. Yes, yes. If I could... if I only recover. I'm looking forward to going home. I will be safe there.
Safe from the war, safe. Yes.
Yeah.
Yes. Surely.
Safe from anything else?
Yeah, I was going to say, is there anything else you're looking to be safe from?
It just weighs heavily on me. But it is not wise to speak to you.
Oh.
Well, that's what, you know, then I'll tell even relay that he can trust us. I'm a mental health professional, and he can what he tells me, he might ease his mind.
I have had plenty of time to get my mind at ease. I've been like this for over a year. I've had time to do nothing but think.
What are you even thinking about?
Give me a psychology roll.
All right.
It must be like a 10 or something.
Well, yeah, I wouldn't.
Is that funny? Psychology or no?
That he's playing a psychiatrist and his psychologist.
Yeah. Yeah. I mean, you can tell that he wants to talk about something, but you're not able to maybe get him to open up.
Well, young man, if there's anything that this nurse can do for you. Sometimes a gentle ear is all you need to have.
A gentle ear and a rough tongue.
Yes. You know, someone to listen and understand.
Okay. Thank you, doctor. Thank you, nurse. I'll be sure to let you know.
We can hear you breathing, Jeff.
All right, so Robert and Hugh, you guys make your way down to the mess. It's I don't know, 4 or 5 o'clock by this point. And maybe some of the crew, some of the shifts are starting to show up for evening meal, for dinner. And somewhere amazing. All right. So you walk into the mess on the upper deck, and give me a... Well, I mean, it's let's see, because Robert, you were there for breakfast, right? So yeah, it's very much kind of the same deal. you know, the different tables have different people, kind of groups of soldiers sitting together, and the nurses sit together, and the doctors sit together, that kind of thing, like just like high school. And towards the back of the room is the kitchen area. And some of the staff are serving people the latest gruel of the day, and people going through line, and they get there, you know, as you would expect. It's a cafeteria. You know the deal.
Uh-huh.
What would you like to do? It does smell kind of good. You know, you just ship just left port. You expect that all the food is fresher, and it might be later in the journey.
From the meat packing company that we done business.
Yeah,
maybe not. Second thought. Yeah. Stick to my K rations. So we need something non-metallic.
Preferably non-flammable.
Mm.
Given what it was doing to that mop handle.
What about enamel?
Yeah, that's what I was thinking, like ceramic or enamel coats metal, but that's probably okay. Robert will think.
It's supposed to resist heat.
This is a hospital ship, so there's the basins would be enamel covered usually, right?
Yeah. I think so, right? Any of those around there?
Keeper? Yeah, where are you gonna look? Are you gonna go back in the kitchen area?
I think so, yeah.
Whoa, whoa, whoa. Where are you going there, soldier? In one of the
Oh, not soldier. That's sir to you.
Oh, excuse me, sir. Sorry.
Yeah, sorry. We're on the captain's privilege here. We're conducting just some inspections.
Yes, sir.
Nothing to concern yourself with.
Yeah. And
okay, carry on.
You guys think back, you do remember that the captain was going to get word out that you were supposed to be given every courtesy. And so, yeah, the clearly embarrassed kitchen staff member goes back to work. And you guys make your way and you start rummaging around for what you're looking for. So you're looking. Give me a listen roll, each of you.
Listen.
Ooh. And my eardrums start to bleed, apparently.
Yeah, Hugh is digging deep into the equipment in the kitchen.
Can't hear fuck all.
Robert had a success.
You hear some sort of commotion. Must be out in the dining area. Raised voices of some kind.
I'll kind of kick you in the ankle and say, come on, Captain, there's something happening out there.
All right. I'll follow Robert out.
Yeah, you're going to head back out there to the dining area. The door swings open, and you both see Dr. Carrillo. And she is standing up at a table, and down at the table, and she's standing over Private Pullman, who at least Robert remembers from breakfast.
Uh-huh.
And Pullman is kind of looking up her. He's got kind of a sheepish look on his face, and she is scolding him. You are not a man. You are not the man for me. You are a little man. You are a little man. You are not enough. You are smelly. You are dirty. You are a horrible lover. And your genitals are small. We are through. And with that, she storms out. And everybody's looking at Pullman like, what the hell just happened? And she storms out. And you actually kind of see Pullman start to cry a little bit.
God. Doc, how many times have you been dumped like that?
Never happened.
He kind of whimpers a little bit. He picks up his tray. And he's scampering over and he puts his tray in the recycling area, whatever they have in 1943. Garbage bin, yeah. And he makes his way out of the dining area too. And everybody just kind of looks at each other, and there's actually some snickering. And scene.
All right. Fascinating.
And yeah, incidentally, you do find some enamel, kind of big mixing bowls.
Okay.
Perhaps to make batter or something in there. I don't know.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
Really, really big ones. Bigger than the boxes that were in the storage area. That's for sure.
Good. That's good.
Good. All right. So let's grab one.
Robert will
head back.
Grab one at Hugh's little gesture and give him a little salute.
Yes.
All right.
So on our way back, Hugh's going to sort of ask Robert, so what did you think about that little scene in there?
The little what?
Seemed a little odd. The little scene in the
yeah,
mess.
Yeah, somewhat surprising.
Mm-hmm.
Certainly something, who knows, could be nothing, but worth remembering, probably. Worth journaling.
I think so. Yes, worth journaling. I think there's a lot of people here aren't acting their usual selves.
Yes.
Starting to feel.
Yeah, I agree.
Except for you. You're always a crazy fucker.
Well, you know. I am what Network N made me, buddy.
That's right.
And that's Dr. Cosi?
Dr. Carrillo.
Oh, the hot one.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Yes.
Says Eva.
Well, I think we already knew Eva swung that way from one of the other adventures.
I don't think Eva's all that choosy.
Yeah. Everything's relative is all I'm going to say. Looking, because when he said the hot one, I'm like, I'm going to go look at all these pictures. I'm like,
Well, she was kind of foxy.
Yeah, okay. Oh, yeah. Eva Carrillo. Let's see. I even kind of wrote up a little first impressions for her. Slightly underweight young woman, dark eyes, long black hair, which she wears in a bun.
But it almost looks like she has an Adam's apple.
Well, you know.
Well, I know you're more of the Zarzo type there.
Yes. Yeah, you know it.
Yeah, Nurse Zarzo. Oh, I guess I gave her name away. Not attractive.
What? You guys are crazy. Talking crazy now. Look at those curls.
maybe Kurt Helm would be into her. I don't know. But all right. So you guys make it back up to the storage area with your improvised storage container. Okay, so you're going to kind of, I imagine, transfer the creature, the thing, over to that. And what are you going to do with it?
We have a cabin, right? The Hugh and Harry and Robert. Are we in mixed?
Yeah, the ones that were undercover, I think were rooming with you know, kind of the other medical staff.
Right.
And then you guys were with other crew members. So you don't really have your own.
Mm-hmm.
Actually the way they have it set up here on the map, you might think that, we could do this. Eva and Dr. Z are sharing one of these nursing staff rooms underground. On the spar deck.
Oh, how scandalous.
Yeah, good point.
That's fine with me. Yeah. Maybe we would go there and drop it off in their room.
Yeah, okay. If we're the only ones in the room.
Yeah.
Harry's going to stay with them.
Yeah, okay, you can leave it behind with Harry in the room.
Yep.
for now.
Excellent job, Harry. Here's a flamethrower.
That's right.
Well done. Well done. Okay. Why don't we call it there for the session? And
I'm super excited that I didn't go actually insane.
I am very surprised.
I mean, rolling a 1d10 when you have 14 sanity.
Yeah. I kind of cringed at that, like, oh, this will not go well. But
it's not going to go well. Yeah.
You've had worse.
Oh, that's good.
And even Eva, who had lost 10. So, Eva, what's your sand now?
49.
Yeah, you guys make me sick.
Yeah. Rookies.
Yeah.
Totally.
Yeah. All right.
All right. Thanks, Ty.
Good stuff. Good time. Thanks for hopping on. And good stuff. And we'll look a couple more weeks from now.
All right. Sounds good.
I'll be here.
At 8 Correct. Central.
Yes. Maybe you got confused because White Rock was at 8:30, Carl.
That's
Aren't you in the Eastern time zone, though, Carl?
No, I moved back to Albion.
Oh, okay.
It's different. No worries.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Good night. Yep.
See you. Good night, all.